Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thank you.
And to the angel of the church of Smyrna, write these things, says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemies. Well, what is blasphemy? That's degrading or profane of them which say they are Jews and are not. What do you not understand about that sheep? But are the synagogue of Satan. A synagogue is a church where they meet. Fear none of the things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. Well, you'll find that in James 1, verses 3. You will be tried, and that worketh your patience, that brings about patience. And ye shall have tribulation. Well, tribulation, that's affliction or distress. And we black folk in America have been distressed for many years, over 300 plus. And then when 2020 comes, or 2019 comes, the 400 years that is talked about in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, I think, verses 13 and 14, will be over. And our afflictions will be over. It says, you will have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. I have read to you from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, humbly submit ourselves to you in prayer, thanking you for sending your son and the prophets of old to show us in written word in the Bible how to enter into your kingdom. And this is what we want. At least that's what I want, to be in your kingdom of heaven. And for telling us what we must do in order to receive eternal life that's found in the book of Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 21. We thank you, Father, or at least I thank you, Father, in heaven, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, and for giving us, your sheep, excellent health and sane mind. In Yahweh's name, aka also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, about 1 hour before the sun goes down, and ends the Sabbath or Saturday about an hour before the sun goes down. I will be reading to you from the book of Leviticus. From time and time, I have said to you, we are to follow the laws that are written, and like the Old Testament laws or the Ten Commandments. But there are other laws and statutes and judgments, ordinances that we are to follow. And starting this Sabbath until I finish reading from the book of Leviticus, chapters 18, 19, and 20, and verse chapter 11 as well. Then I will go back to the book of Jeremiah and pick up. Let's read from the book of Leviticus, chapter 18. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, ye shall not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, ye shall not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. Well, what are ordinances? That's their laws and their decrees, or their authoritative orders of law or decree. Verse 4. We're in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 4. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances. Well, what are ordinances are laws, decrees, authoritative orders that God has given us. We must follow these to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. So for these pastors who are saying that we don't have to follow the Old Testament laws, know that I disagree with them. And you who listen to my program, I thank you. And I am most gracious and thankful for Blog Talk Radio, who brings this program to you. For me, I am so thankful for that. Verse 5, ye shall therefore keep my statutes. Statutes are principles of God's laws and my judgments. So what are judgments? Judgments are his commandments and or statutes, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Verse 6, none of you shall approach anything that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. What is being said here is that none of you shall approach any person that is near kin to you to uncover their nakedness. That's to have sex with them. Got it? What do you not understand about that? You are not supposed to have sex with your nearest kin. Verse 7. Their nakedness is their father's. Let's start again. Verse 7. Their nakedness, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother, thou shalt not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Verse 8. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she is born at home or abroad, that means some other state or territory, or a different side of your town, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. So what do you not understand about that? It's right, you understand it. Verse 10, the nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. He's talking about your grandchildren. Don't try to have sex with your grandchildren. What kind of person are you? If you do, you're evil or wicked. That's where. Verse 11. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Even though people will say, well, that's my half-sister. You're not supposed to have sex with her. She is begotten by your father or your mother. Do not have sex with her. Verse 12, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's nearest of kin. That's your aunt. Don't do that. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's nearest of kinswoman. That is your aunt on your mother's side. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. That's your uncle. Thou shalt not uncover, thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. I'm going to read verse 14 again. At any rate, they're talking about your aunt and your uncle of your father. Verse 14, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. Verse 15, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. That's your sister-in-law. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, but they are her nearest kinswoman. It is wickedness. So what I'm understanding here, she, is that if there is a woman who has a daughter, you're not supposed to lie with both the woman and her daughter, nor are you to lie with her daughter's daughter or her daughter's daughter, or to uncover her nakedness. They are her nearest kinswoman. It is wickedness. Verse 18. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. So what I'm understanding here, she, is that if you have a wife, do not take the wife's sister to uncover her nakedness while your wife, that sister, is alive. Verse 19. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanliness. That's talking about when she is bleeding or on her menstrual cycle, her period, as some people will say. Do not have sexual relationships with a woman while she is unclean or cleansing herself. Do not have sex with her while she is bleeding. Verse 20, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally, carnally means sexually, with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. So what do you not understand about that? Don't sleep with your neighbor's wife, husband to the woman, or don't have same sex with the neighbor's wife if you're a man or a husband. Verse 21, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch. Moloch is a god, a deity, where they would burn their children in fire. We do not do that. That's equivalent to today's term, abortion. Do not abort your children. Do not abort your child. If you do, then you determine that will be your fate. God, you will die in the end if your baby dies through an abortion or through the fire of Moloch. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Verse 22. Listen up, you men and women of same sex. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with a woman. It is an abomination. Now, what do you not understand? You say you love God, you say you love Jesus, but you don't. When you sleep with the same sex, you're lying to yourself. You're not lying to me or to God. You're lying to yourself. You cannot be of God and do that. And you're doing it. Our Supreme Court is allowing it to happen, just like the Supreme Court is allowing you to abort your child or to send your seed through the fire of Moloch. What is that saying about the United States of America Supreme Court? Not righteous. Their decisions are not following this Bible, some of their decisions. Verse 23, neither shall thou lie with any beast to defile thyself herewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down here too. It is confusion. Maybe that's why there are so many people sick in the mind. It's, you may not know what your spouse or your other half is doing sexually. That person could be laying down with a beast to have sex with him. At any rate, you are not man, woman, boy, girl. You are not to have sex with a beast. You understand that? Get it? Understand that. You cannot say you love God and you're doing these things. Verse 24. Defile not yourselves in any of these things, for in all these things the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity. What an iniquity? That's wickedness or immorality thereof upon it. And the land itself vomits out her inhabitants. Verse 26, you shall therefore keep my statutes. What are statutes? Those are principles of God's law. And my judgments are his commandments or statutes. And thou shalt not commit any of these abominations that I have read to you. From verses 2 through 26. Neither any of your nations nor any stranger that sojourns among you. Sojourn means a traveler that is with you. Verse 27. For all these abominations are detestable things, the things that God dislikes, have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. Verse 28. Therefore, the land spew not you out. Let's read verse 28 again. That the land spew not you out also when you defile it, as it spews out the nations that were before you. Spew means to spit out, eject, discharge, or vomit. Verse 29, for whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cast out from among the people. Therefore, shall ye keep mine ordinances. Again, what are ordinances? His decrees, his orders, that ye may commit not any of the abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. Well, defile means to pollute yourself, contaminate. This is how you get your diseases and your sicknesses. See, we have finished reading chapter 18, and next week we'll start reading chapter 19 of the book of Leviticus. Now, there are some things that I want to say. We are still in the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles will end on the 15th day of this month. The Feast of Tabernacles starts, it started on October the 9th, and it lasts 7 days. It ends again on the 15th, and on the 8th day, that's the date that we are to assemble. So if you can find yourself a church that celebrates the Feast of Tabernacles, join them, find them, celebrate with them. Now, if you can remember, I mentioned to you October the 8th, there was going to be a blood moon in the sky. Well, let me just tell you, I miss seeing that blood moon. And I really do not care too much about the signs. I read to you a week or two back where it talked in Jeremiah chapter 10, in verse 2, I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Thus says the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed." Dismayed means terrified. "At the signs of heaven." And that blood moon is a sign of heaven. So I refuse to be dismayed about that, because I am a follower of Yahweh, Jesus Christ, known as Jesus Christ. It says, "For the heathens are dismayed at them." So I'm not a heathen. My foreparents were brought over here as slaves. We were not taught that. Let's not follow the heathen. Also, you know not to celebrate Christmas. Just read Jeremiah chapters 1 through 5. And it tells you about the tree that cut down from the forest and is decorated with silver and gold. Also, the holiday that's coming up, that's a man-made holiday, Halloween. Sheep do not follow Halloween. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we sheep thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. In Jesus' name, I say that prayer. Amen. Now listen, sheep, I want you to go to www.eatandliveelonger and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eadie. And then I want you to go to Amazon and get my 3 books. My newest book is called The Unseen, and it's $10. Go to Amazon, get the book called The Broken Plant. That's a children's book, and The Passing, as well as The Unseen by Sondra Harris. That's spelled S-O-N-T-R-A Harris. Purchase those books. Maybe I can get a computer. And let me leave you with these words. Take our Father, God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next Sabbath. Amen. God loves you. I love you too. But God loves you more than I do.